We are learning Masechta Sukkah, Daf Chof Gimel Amad Beis. We are beginning four lines from the bottom, Chof Gimel Amad Aleph. We had a Machlokes, Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, if you're allowed to use a behema as a wall of a sukkah. Rav Meir hold was not allowed. And the Gemara Tup shot him why it's not allowed. According to Abaye, it's Xer Shema Thomas. The behema might die, and it'll get smaller than a shear. It won't be a good wall. Rav Zer holds it might run away. The behema might run away, and therefore won't be a good wall. And the Gemara's Nafgamina is, if you have a tied up behema as a wall, so if you hold the chashas, it might run away. Here's no chashas to run away, it's tied up. If you hold the chashas, it might die, and it'll get smaller, and it won't be a wall. So the Gemara has a kasha. Well, the man the Omar, gzeir shema tivrach. Going to man the Omar, that it might run away. Why aren't we chashas, maybe it'll die? Good, you tied it, so you're not worried it's run away, but necha shema Thomas, why are you worried it might die? The Gemara answers, misa l'shricha. This man the Yama holds, Rav Zera holds, that Misa is not Shchiach, and therefore no one is Choshesh for that. Break the Mar, another Kasha, this Kasha is on everyone. How could you use a behema as a wall? There's room in between the legs. Ve'ika Ravcha, the Beini Beini. A behema, good, you know, across its stomach, it covers the whole side, but between its legs, there's room there. Ve'ika Ravcha, the Beini Beini. And for the Gemara, the Ovidle, Bahutsa, Dafna. You filled it up with leaves and branches. You made a little bit of a wall there. That filled it up. It filled up the daifin. It was mashlam the daifin. Break them on another kasha. Forget about dying. Vedimah rava. Maybe it'll crouch. So it means even though it's tied and it's still alive. And this man was nachosh for misa. But it might crouch. And if it crouches, it'll be lower than 10 tefachim. It won't be. The wall has to be 10 tefachim high. It won't be 10 tefachim high. And for the Gemara, the Masicha ba'ashtim el, it's being held up with strings, suspended with strings from the schach, and that's holding it up to the height of Asara Tfachim. And therefore, you're not worried it might crouch, it's tied up from above, and it won't crouch. So Mara has a kasha, if that's the case, so now what's pshat in the Mandiyama Shema Thomas? It's being held up, even if it dies, it won't get smaller than a shear because it'll be held up. It's being held up by strings on top. So Mara answers to that, no. Sometimes the animal, even when it's alive, it's only 7 tefachim and a mashu high. So how is that mashlam a wall of 10 tefachim? If you put it within 3 tefachim of the schach, you have lavud. If you have lavud, turns out you have a full 10 tefachim wall. But if it dies, even though it's being held up, when a behema dies or anything that loses its life, it gets constricted, it gets smaller, it shrinks a little bit. So zimin the mukula pachet shosham haschach. You put it within 3 tefachim haschach that is loved, and zokti mara on top of a base. But keeping the ma'isa, since it dies, kafts of lavadaita. We're worried it might die, and it might shrink, and you're not going to realize it, and it'll be more than 3 tefachim haschach. You won't have loved, you won't have a kosher wall. So that's pshat and Rameya. Rameya holds, even though it's being held up from a top. Abaye says the pshat and Rameya is shema Thomas, it might die. And it'll get smaller, and you're not going to realize it. Now, if you realize, here the Gemara uses a lashon, v'lava daite, you're not going to realize it. Before, by Shema Thomas, the way Rashi explained it, was that the behemoth might die, and you're going to be bottle mitzvah sukkah. Why? Because on Yontif, you can't build a new wall, you're not going to have a wall anymore. So why didn't we say before, also the same reason, that it might die, and you're not going to realize it. Zog d'arach ne'apashit. That before, we're not talking about it was being held up. It was a behemoth being used as a wall. So if it dies, of course, you're going to realize it. The whole problem is that if it's on Yontif, you can't build a new wall. That's the Gemara gives that reason. But here, we're talking about it's being held up. So when it dies, it's not so noticeable that it dies because it looks the same. It just lost a little life. Then you might not realize it, and you come to eat in a sukkah, it doesn't have a kosher wall. So why didn't it say the reason that was before? It might say it's a good reason that you can't build a new, it's on Yontif, you can't build a new wall. Why didn't it say that reason? Zakta Arachanel, this reason is better because this reason even applies to Chol HaMoed. Even for Chol HaMoed, this is a chash, that you might have this wall made out of an animal, it might die, and you're not going to realize it. You're not going to realize it, and therefore it's a chash, the whole Chol HaMoed, not dafka on Yontif, where you can't build a new wall. Al Kaponim, what comes out here, was saying that Rav Meir Shita is, according to Abaya, that the reason why you can't use a behemoth for a wall is because you're chashish for Misa, and it's going to disqualify the Mechitza, because you got too small, and it won't be a good wall. You're worried about Misa. So what's the plan, Rav Yehuda argues, or Rav Meir holds, Rav Yehuda holds his kosher to use the animal for a daifin. A must be Rav Yehuda holds you not choishes for misa. So comes out via Abaya, the machlekes Rav Meir Rav Yehuda is, are you choishes for misa or not choishes for misa? Rav Meir holds you choishes for misa, and therefore you can't use the behemoth as a wall. Rav Yehuda holds you not choishes for misa. Gemara is a kasha now. Astira and a different abaya. Amir abaya, Rameya chayish shemisa, v'loy chayish shemisa. Heck, you say Rameya holds, Rabaya holds that if you're a mayor, you're worried about someone dying, and who knows you're not worried about. But Nan, we learned in the Mishnah, it's the Mishnah Mesechta's Gittin, Bas Yisrael Shnissus L'Koyin. We know that Yisraelis is not allowed to eat truma. But if she marries a Koyin, Kozman she's married, she's allowed to eat truma. Actually, even if she has a son, it could be she can eat truma. But if Kozman she's married to a Koyin, she can eat truma. What happens if her husband goes away on a business trip, goes far away, and he doesn't know, she doesn't know if he's alive or not. There's no reason to think he died, but we don't know. So you let it eat truma or not. So it says in the Mishnah, Bas Yisrael Shnissus L'Koyin, V'Holach Baila Mizhiyam, her husband went far away, V'Chelas V'Truma, Shigi Truma V'Cheskas Shehu Kayim. You can be Soymech, Yosuma on the Chazaka, that he's alive. Yosuma is alive. You're not worried he might have died. And you let it eat truma, Alpi that Chazaka, by assuming that he's alive. And the Gemara there asked the Kash from Abraisa on this Mishnah. Ramina Allah, Hareza Gitech, Shah Achas Koydim Misasi. You have someone who's going on a trip, and he has no children, and if he would die, in the event he would die, his wife would have to marry his brother, Medin Yibum. And if not, they have to do Chalitza. And it's very embarrassing for the woman to go through Chalitza. And therefore, he has the idea. He gives her a get. He says, this get is Chal, an hour before he dies. Before I die, here's a get. So if he dies, it turns out she was divorced from an hour before and she can't eat Chuma already from then. So what happens? The Brisa says, Asura lechol v'chuma miyad. She right away cannot eat Chuma because he might die in an hour, and it turns out she has a get. So what do we see? So it's a stira, a mishnah to a Brisa. V'ama Abaye, and Abaye didn't have Gemara answers. Like Kasha, Hora meyer deloy chayesh shemisa. One mishnah that says they allow to eat Chuma is Rameyer, who is not worried about Misa. Rabbi Yehuda the Chayesh Misa, the other Brisa, which says that Shah Achas, Koyde Misasa, you get, you're not allowed to eat, that's Chayesh Lamisa. So, what do you see is Ramei Rabbi Yehuda, the Tayun, to the Brisa. Halakeach Yayin Bein Kusim. Someone who buys wine, purchases wine from Kusim. Kusim were Gerim, which were not such good Gerim, and they did not keep Chumas and Maisus at all. They were worse than Amaratzim. Amaratzim keep Truma, but they don't keep Meiser, and therefore it's a Sophic. It's a Sophic if they keep Meiser, and therefore it's something called Demai. If you buy something from a Kusi, it's a Vadai Tevel. So sure, you didn't take off Trumas and Meisers. Truma is 1 out of 50, which is 2 out of 100. 2% of 100, 2% is Truma, 10% is Meiser Rishon, and then 10% Meiser Sheni. Truma goes to the Koyin, Meiser Rishon goes to the Levi, and Meiser Sheni you bring up to Yerushalayim. So here we have this person who bought wine from the Kusim, and it has din of tevel. And the problem was, Rashi has two pshatim. Either it was on Friday night, and on Shabbos, he'd not be mafresh truma, or he didn't have any kalim to put the truma in, any kalim that were not tame. So he wants to drink wine, but the problem is it's tevel. So he has an idea. He says that the two lugim that I'm going to be mafresh after Shabbos, or the two lugim which I'm going to be mafresh when I find kalim, I'm being mafresh. I'm right now. Those two lugim that I'm going to be mafresh right now are truma, and then after Shabbos, when I mafresh it, when I separate it, it'll mafreya retroactively be that was the one I meant to be truma. It's called breira. So akayachayim ben kusim. I'm a shnei lugim sheni os lahafresh. The two lugim that I'm going to after Shabbos or after I find good utensils, I'm going to be mafresh it, separate it. Those two lugim breira and truma right now. That's chalos truma on those two lugim, wherever they are, those are truma right now. So that's two. Asara ma'aser rishon. I'm talking about like a 100 lugim, just to make it even. 100 lugim. So two lugim, which is 2%, is truma. Asara, 10 lugim is ma'aser rishon. And the rishonim really speak out. Asara is lav dafka because after you take off two truma, it's down to 98. So it's 9.8 is ma'aser rishon. The tisha is ma'aser sheni, and 9 is ma'aser sheni. It's also not accurate. It's 8.82. Because what's left, you have 98 minus 9.8, lands up to 88.2. So at 10% of that is 8.82, something like that. I'm not saying the exact number, but it's a little bit less. Tisha Maisa Sheni. And Umeichel V'Shoyis Miyad. Rashi Taichis, what it means is, the Maisa Sheni, which you have at Eitzah, I could be, the Lach is Maisa Sheni, allowed to be Poida, and transferred into money. So that you have time to do, you just do that right away, and v'shoyis miyad. And you could drink from this wine, because everything was taken off the Rameya. So Rameya holds, you could say Breira. And therefore, it's all gemeistered. And we're not worried that sometime over Shabbos, the barrel is going to collapse and all the wine will disappear. And it turns out you don't have any wine left to take off Truma. And it turns out you ate Tevel. We're not worried about that. It's called Shami Yabaka Anoid. We're not worried the barrel might crack. Divrei Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda, Rav Yosi, Rav Shimon, Oisrim, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yosi, Rav Shimon, all holds us. And we're assuming the reason is because we're worried the barrel might crack. And therefore he says you can't do it because it's Shema, it's Yabaka Anoid. So what does Abaye say there in Masechet Gittin? That this is Pshat in the two, the Mishnah and the Braisa. One Mishnah says that the Bas Yisrael is allowed to eat Chuma. One says he's not allowed to eat Chuma. One says he's choishes Shemisa, one says he's not choishes Shemisa. You know what that is? Rav Meir holds you're not choishes that the barrel might crack. He's the one who holds you're allowed to eat Chuma. We're not worried about Misa. Rav Yehuda holds the barrel might crack. He holds you choishes Shemisa. So what do you see? You see here that Rav Meir is the one who's not choishes Shemisa. He's the one who is choishes Shemisa. And Abaye just explained our Braisa regarding the sukkah, that Ramey is the one who's choy misa. So it's a problem. Two things don't stem. They contradict each other. So Gemara answers, epoch. We're going to say a little bit different, epoch. When Rabbiya answered the Mishnah and the Braisa regarding eating truma, becheskas, that her husband's alive, it's Ramey who's choy misa. Ramey is the one who holds you cannot eat truma because there's a get an hour before his misa, so you choy misa, you cannot eat truma. Rabbi Yehuda loy chayav shemisa. Who was not chayav shemisa? Where is Rameh Rabbi Yehuda? Our braisa of sukkah. The Tanya asol of heima doifin sukkah. Rameh a poysel. Rameh holds his possible for doifin. Why he might die? Rabbi Yehuda machshir. Who holds his kosher for the wall of a sukkah? Why are you not worried about dying? So what do you see? Who does not chayav shemisa? Therefore, you could eat truma. Rameh holds you are chayav shemisa. Therefore, you can't eat truma. So really, saying different now. It's one's Rameh, one's Rabbi Yehuda, but it's the opposite. Rameh is the one who's chayav shemisa. Who does loy chayav shemisa? Are you going to ask me? We just finished reading a braisa about buying wine from the kusim. That dear Rav Meir says you do say bravery, not worry shem yabaka anoid. And Rav Yehuda says you are worried shem yabaka anoid. How is that going to stim with what we just learned? And that's a shem. On tomorrow's shir, we'll continue with that. But right now, we are standing is that pshat in the braisa of sukkah is that Rav Meir is choishes shemisa, who's not choishes shemisa. That's where we are standing right now, And that's the pshat and the braisa and the mishnah regarding gittin. That by gittin you're allowed to eat chuma because you hold like Rav Yehuda. The one holds you can't eat chuma because he holds like Rav Meir.